Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Quran Weekly. Alhamdulillah, it's really a pleasure to be speaking to everyone about a blessed and a very beneficial topic as the month of Ramadan. The topic I wanted to discuss with you today is kind of making a push for a little bit more. Striving for excellence, making that extra little push, pushing your limits and pushing your boundaries just a little bit, pushing yourself a little bit further and a little bit harder in order to achieve a little bit more. The reference that I have and the where I'd like to connect this to is actually somewhat interesting. It might not be a very obvious connection, but I think when the discussion's over, I think everyone will, inshallah, hopefully benefit from this. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he left the city of Mecca and migrated to the blessed city of Medina, there were the people of the Ansar who had first come to Mecca a couple of years in a row and accepted Islam and eventually, you know, wanted to take the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam back to Medina and base the, you know, the da'wah and the message out of the city of Medina. So there was actually an agreement in place. And part of that agreement was that, you know, because they knew the Prophet ﷺ had some, you know, the Quraysh basically had some beef with the Prophet ﷺ, that those issues were pre-existing, that part of the agreement was that if somebody attacks the city of Medina, then we'll defend it, we'll fight along your side, because we live in Medina as well, it's our home as well. But if you, Muhammad ﷺ, or the Muslims who have migrated to the city of Medina, if you go outside of Medina to engage in a battle or to basically engage in a confrontation, then we're not obligated, we're not compelled to have to join you and support you in that fight and in that confrontation. And that was part of the agreement. When the Battle of Badr, the first major confrontation, when it occurred, and Badr is actually quite out, far outside of the city of Medina. When the Prophet ﷺ was going for the Battle of Badr, that same issue came up. And the Prophet ﷺ told everybody, all right, we're going to take care of this situation. And he didn't really ask the Ansar, the Muslims of Medina, to join them or not. And they in fact spoke up, when their leader spoke up, and he said that, O Messenger of Allah, if you're waiting for our response, then understand that we will not say what Bani Israel said to Musa alayhi salam, اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنها هنا قاعدون. You and your Lord can go and fight. We're going to sit right here. Rather, we will come and also fight by your side and also help you in this cause. It goes on to say, and this is something everybody knows, the Battle of Badr was, how many Sahaba participated in the Battle of Badr? 313. What's really, really remarkable is that the Muhajirun, whose fight it primarily was, there was only about 70 some odd Muhajirun in the Battle of Badr. The vast majority, two-thirds of the 313, were the Ansar of Medina. People who weren't obligated to go, but they still went and took place in one of the greatest victories in Islamic history, one of the most glorious moments in the history of our Ummah, because they were willing to go the extra mile. They said, yeah, we're not obligated to go, but we want to take part. We want to do whatever it is that we can do. And it was that same reason that they became so beloved to the Prophet ﷺ. That the Prophet of Allah ﷺ would make dua for them. One time he was sitting and he saw some women and children of the Ansar passing by, and he stood up and he said, Allahumma ghfir lil Ansar, wali abna'i lil Ansar, wali nisa'i lil Ansar, wali awladi lil Ansar, wali awladi awladi lil Ansar. That, oh may Allah, oh Allah, forgive the Ansar and forgive the women of the Ansar and the children of the Ansar and the grandchildren of the Ansar. So much love for them. One time he saw a group of the Ansar and he said, I swear to Allah, you are some of the most beloved people in the world to me. The Prophet ﷺ said that if all people would go in one direction, لَوْ سَلَكَ النَّاسُ وَادِيًا وَسَلَكَ الْأَنصَارُ وَادِيًا, and if the Ansar went in a different direction, لَسَلَكْتُ وَادِيَ الْأَنصَارِ, I would go the way of the Ansar. And so that's the type of attachment the Prophet ﷺ had to the Ansar. They were blessed by Allah, they were loved by his messenger. Why? Because they were people who were willing to go the extra mile. People who were willing to push themselves a little bit harder and a little bit further. And that's the opportunity we have here in the month of Ramadan. You've probably done, you know, quite a bit. And I know there's always room for improvement. But let's say some of you have even really pushed yourself. Use this as an opportunity to push yourself harder. If you've given charity, give a little bit more. Don't just give that which is comfortable and convenient. Give that which pinches and hurts just a little bit. Like working out. If you run 30 minutes and you've been running 30 minutes three times a week for 3 years, there's a point in time where running for 30 minutes three times a week doesn't even require any effort on your part. It's natural. So anybody who's a fitness expert will tell you, you got to push yourself a little bit harder. You got to run 35 minutes today. And that extra 5 minutes is what will do the job. So if you've prayed, mashallah, Taraweeh every night, tonight pray a little bit of extra qiyam. If you've been reciting half a juz of Quran every day, today recite three quarters of a juz. If you've been reading 2 pages of translation every day, today read 4 pages. If you haven't been sitting in the halaqa every day after the Taraweeh prayers, sit in the dars today after Taraweeh prayers. Push yourself a little bit harder and make this Ramadan count. Those are the people that succeed, those are the people that benefit, those are the people that increase, and inshallah this will make this the best Ramadan, inshallah, that all of us have experienced to date. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this Ramadan from all of us and make this a very beneficial month of Ramadan. Wa jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Quran Weekly. Alhamdulillah, if you just benefited from this video, the best thing you can do is share it with somebody else. You know, the Quran tells us about a responsibility we have. The Prophet ﷺ has also taught us about this responsibility. It's called Al-Amru bil-Ma'ruf wa Nahyu anil Munkar. To enjoin the good and to prevent or to forbid that which is wrong or that which is bad. Well, what's one way we can do that is even sharing beneficial information like this, because many of these videos talk about what we should do and some of these videos remind us about things we shouldn't do. So inshallah, like the video, share it on Facebook, post it on, tweet it out, share it with others inshallah, and spread the khair inshallah. Jazakumullah.